Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. You're listening to the second hour of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. Talk primarily about resource issues in the second hour, although we're deviating a little bit from that. This time, as I'm going to be closing out the segment, talking about some social issues. But anyway, got the mercenary geologist with me here, Mickey Fulp. Mickey's a very interesting guy. You all know that he's a close friend, and I have nothing but time for him, and his website is great, and you know, we have a link to his website from our website. You need to go to it. Mickey and I were talking earlier in the week. He was responding to a comment that I had made in a daily editorial with Roger, where I maintained that long-term, the disconnect that people thought existed between the price of gold and the price of resource stocks, long-term, that disconnect wasn't really there. I'm looking at a gold chart right now, and I'm going back a year right now. I'm looking at a chart off of Kitco for the price of gold, and I'm looking at a chart of the TSX Venture Exchange over the past year, and you know, the directions really are pretty much the same in my mind. Again, that's over 12 months. Now, Mickey has a bit of a different take on it. Mick, what is your take?
Well, I'm taking a much shorter term view, and there has been a disconnect between the price of gold and the junior resource sector, and we're going to talk not gold producers, but the gold explorers, mm-hmm. the guys with pounds in the ground and without mines or not in development, the kind of stocks that most of our listeners, or I should say your listeners, Al, speculate in, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
The high flyers. So here's the deal. The price gold has gone up quite stupendously over the last year.
Sure.
And if you look at a chart of the price of gold and you look at a chart of the Toronto Venture Exchange, they've pretty much tracked each other to a point. Mm-hmm. And that point was March the 5th.
Right.
And what happened on March the 5th was that was when everyone arrived in Toronto for the PDAC. And you look at the chart of gold starting on March the 7th, and you look at the chart of the Toronto Venture on March the 7th, and there has been a big divergence. And I think I know the reason for that.
Okay, now we're talking in the last roughly just a little over a month. What do you attribute that to, Mick?
Well, it's actually more like, 6 weeks now.
Okay.
Here's the deal. There were so many private placements and so much money raised starting last fall and continuing through probably March, and it's kind of eased off since then.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who participates in private placements? Those are the savvy investors, the brokers, the institutions. Let's call them, they're not all professional investors, but they're, let's just call them pros.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have to include myself in that because I make most of my living investing, speculating in the junior resource market.
And
so
listen,
you
in the
have
interest of
tons
yeah.
of paper coming
yeah.
due. You have pros taking profits because everything's gone up. As soon as that 4 months time is done, people are going to sell into a rising market. So I think that's what's happened. We've seen the pros come in right at PDAC, and it's continued since then for the most part with a rising gold price and for the most part a decline in the venture. It's pros selling in. It simply becomes this thing of there are more sellers than they are buyers, and that leads to at best a mixed market, and in this case a down market. I expect that trend to continue. You can also look at it from the point of view, remember the old adage, sell in May and go away?
Mm-hmm.
So what are the pros doing now? Front running the sell in May idea. So they're taking money off the table early this year because they've got doubles and triples in these private placements that have run up because of a bullish gold market.
And you're seeing this trend continuing for how long, Mick?
Well, that's a bit hard to predict. The Venture Exchange has started to make a little rally here with the all-time record prices of gold, and right now we're looking at $1,506.50. But I think we still have the sell and make away philosophy going to happen. So I'm looking at kind of a mixed market. Right after that comes the summer doldrums. So a mixed market, a down market, what's that lead to, Al? That's a buying opportunity. So, you know, so you might want to start picking away at weakness on your favorite gold stocks that are down, and maybe go down a little further. You know, I've probably got a few stink bids in there that may never be filled, but if they do, they're fundamentally strong companies, and I'll be real happy with those purchases.
You know, I'm with you 100%. I am looking for perhaps not as much weakness as you're talking about, but regardless, we're on the same page in terms of buying opportunities. And I'm really right there along with you. You know, people listen to this program because they want to hear ideas, and I'm going to ask you some ideas, and I'll give you guys out there some of my ideas. But we also, in the interest of full disclosure, if we own stock in any of these companies, you know, we need to say that too. You go first.
Well, idea for a stock that's undervalued with respect to its peers right now, and I have to say, the company is a sponsor of my website, and I'm a long-term dedicated shareholder, and that would be Otis Gold. Mm-hmm. Otis Gold is still mucking around in the high 50 to 65 cent range. They have completed a drill program. All assay results are in. They hit on 31 of 35 drill holes at their Kilgore project in Idaho. There will be a new resource estimate. I expect it to be extensively expanded over the number of ounces in the ground before. Good grade, open pitable. The company probably suffers because it has not had a very strong marketing effort. I've encouraged them to change that, and I think that will happen. The other thing that's going on is they didn't have really timely results coming in on the assays, and that hurt them too. So I might be looking, picking away at Otis Gold on weakness here in the short term.
And you are a shareholder, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Well, let me give one. You know, we have a lot of sponsors on our website. I like all of the companies, to say the least. But I have to tell you, one company that really has my interest right now, not to the exclusion of others, but that does have my interest right now, is a company called American Manganese. It's run by Larry Ray. I've known Larry for close to 30 years. He has a project, the Artillery Peak project down in Arizona. They are getting some pretty good results from that. I was intrigued. I found out about this company in a conversation I had last January with Larry, and I did go in personally, and this was before they decided to be a sponsor on our website. I did go in personally and write them a check and bought shares in the company. I have sold none of those shares. I am still a shareholder and plan to be for quite some time. My interest in this company stems from two things. Number one, the concept of a producing manganese mine, for lack of better terms, if that ever happens in the United States, is very, very appealing to me, number one. And number two, in terms of being at the right place at the right time, Larry has certainly shown that to be his forte in his 30-some-odd career in the business. Interest of full disclosure, I have to say one thing for both Mickey and I, and that is neither Mick nor I are registered investment advisors, so please do not construe this as being registered investment advice. It is not. If you want more information on either American Manganese or Otis Gold, American Manganese, click on their banner on our website. In terms of Otis Gold, we've got a link on our site to Mickey's website, The Mercenary Geologist. Take a look at it and see what you think. Remember, don't let other people tell you what to do. You do what you do based on your own research, your own due diligence. Big Al is going to be right back with Randy Turner. Stick around.